September 9, 1900. Jesus prepares the soul of Louisa for communion. The necessity of shedding of blood. He continues to come. However, I spent most of the night without Jesus. Then, on coming, he told me, "My daughter, what do you want, that you are so anxiously waiting for me? Do you perhaps need anything?" And since I knew I was to receive communion, I said, "Lord, I waited for you the whole night. More so, because having to receive communion, I fear that my heart may not be well disposed to be able to receive you. Therefore I need that my soul be reviewed by you, so that it may be disposed to unite me with you sacramentally." And Jesus, benignly, reviewed my soul to prepare me to receive him. Then he transported me outside of myself, and together with him I found our Queen Mama, who is saying to Jesus, "My son, this soul will always be ready to do and to suffer whatever we want, and this is like a bond that binds our justice. Therefore, spare so many slaughters and so much blood which is to be shed by the people." And Jesus said, "My mother, the shedding of blood is necessary because I want this line of kings deposed from its throne, and this cannot be without blood. And this is also to purge my church, which is very much infected. At the most, I can concede to spare them in part, out of regard for the sufferings. In the meantime I saw the majority of the deputies plotting how to make the king fall, and they were thinking of putting on the throne one of those deputies who were assembled. After this, I found myself inside myself. How many human miseries! Ah, Lord, have compassion on the blindness in which poor humanity is immersed." Then, continuing to see the Lord and the Queen Mother, I saw the confessor with them, and the Most Holy Virgin said, "See, my son, we have a third party, the confessor, who wants to unite with us and offer his work by committing himself to concur in order to make her suffer, to satisfy divine justice. This, too, is like rendering the rope stronger, which binds you in order to placate you. Besides, when have you ever resisted the strength of the unions of one who suffers and prays, and one who concurs with you for the sole purpose of glorifying you and for the good of the peoples?" Jesus was listening to his mother. He had regard for the confessor, but he did not pronounce a sentence completely favorable. Rather, he limited himself to spare in part.